Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Living by Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Turn with me, please, in the Scriptures to the book of Romans, the first chapter, Romans chapter 1, and praying about what to do tonight. This is not a part of a previous series. This is either a single. See, yeah. Y'all think that's real funny. That's, and you're probably right. You're probably right. Or the beginning of a new series, which has been the case most of the time. Romans 1 and 15. Romans 1, 15, he said, "For as much as in me is, I am ready to preach the gospel to you that are at Rome also. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ." Hallelujah. You feel the same way?
Yes.
I'm not ashamed. Gospel means good news. Christ refers to the anointed one. The good news of the anointed one. For it is, the gospel is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For therein, in the gospel, is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The title of this tonight is Living by Faith. Anybody interested?
Yes.
Living by faith. We're already off to a good start.
Yes.
You feel that, man? We're already second gear. I really appreciate you guys and Sarasota Church and everybody watching with us by the internet, because many of you have been with us for a number of years, and your faith has increased, believing with us for utterance. And so these things, you know, it can be hard to get things out. And in some cases, you just can't do it because people don't want to hear it. They don't want to receive it. And on the other hand, there can be such faith and respect for the Word, not just a man or flesh, but faith, respect for the Word and respect for the Spirit of God and the things of God, that utterance just flows. Hallelujah. And in fact, it's easy, and more comes out than what the speaker had thought.
Thank you, Lord.
And oh, I like that. When I'm speaking beyond what I know.
Yes.
I'm learning while I'm speaking. Oh, I like that, don't you? And I think you do too. The just shall live by faith. The Amplified says it like this. Verse 17, in the gospel, a righteousness which God ascribes is revealed, both springing from faith and leading to faith. As it is written, now that you know the brackets, those are things added by the writers of the Amplified. As it is written, the man who through faith is just and upright shall live and shall live by faith. I believe this is good translation from the original Greek. And notice this distinction. Not only will you live by faith, but you will live. The just don't perish by faith. We don't go down by faith. We don't go under by faith. We're not destroyed by faith. We live. Hallelujah. How can you live and not die when everything around you says you have to die now, young, prematurely? How can you? How can you live anyway? Is it possible?
Yeah.
It is. But all things are possible only to a select group.
That's right.
Is it not to everybody?
That's right.
But to who? All things are possible, Jesus said, to him that believes. It's faith. All things are not possible to everybody. It's only to those that believe. And if you're going to be an overcomer, if you're going to be one that lives when they say you have to die, one that comes out and has your needs met when everything says you have to go under, then you will be one who has lived and overcome by your faith in Him. Oh, hallelujah. You know, this phrase is in other places in the Word of God. I mean, it's quoted from Habakkuk 2. You don't have to turn there. Habakkuk 2:2. The Lord answered me and said, write the vision. You ever heard that one before? Habakkuk 2:2. And make it plain upon tables that he may run that reads it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time. But at the end it shall speak and not lie, though it tarry, wait for it, because it'll surely come. It'll not tarry. How many have not given up on some things on your vision list? You got to hang in there. Not everything happens in a month or two, or even a year or two. Just have to hang in there. Verse 4. Behold, his soul which is lifted up, now this refers to pride and haughtiness, is not upright in him, but the just shall live by his faith. Now see, this is what the writer of Romans is quoting. Actually, the Spirit of God through Paul is quoting himself in Habakkuk. You know, it's humorous that some of these folks, there's some people around trying to say that Jesus, what Jesus said in the Scriptures, the four gospel accounts, is not in agreement with what Paul said in some places, you know, the letters to the Corinthians, Ephesians, Galatians. Well, then that means you believe it's not inspired. You believe it's not the Word of God, either one of them or perhaps both of them. Because if you believe the truth, you know it's the Holy Spirit speaking through the writer of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, different human writers, but the same author. Is that right? And it's the same one speaking in Romans or in 1 Corinthians or Ephesians. Same one. If it's not the same one, then it's not inspired and it's not the Word of God. Very serious. I'm convinced it is. I'm happy about it. I'm not perplexed or struggling with it. How about you? And Galatians talks about this. Look, in fact, you can turn to this one, Galatians 3:11. Galatians 3:11. He said that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God. It is evident. For the just shall what? Live by faith. Verse 12. And the law is not of faith, but the man that doeth them shall live in them. Say it out loud. The law, is not of faith. He said previously that the just shall live by faith. Now go to Galatians, please. You're in Galatians. The second chapter, I think, is what I'm trying to say. Galatians 2. 2:16. He said, knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by what? Faith of Jesus Christ. Even we have believed in Jesus Christ that we might be justified by the faith of Christ and not by the works of the law, for by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified. Keep reading. Actually, skip down to 20 for time's sake. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, that's talking about right here and right now. I live how?
By faith.
The just live how?
By faith.
those justified by faith in Him live in this life here by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave Himself for me. Verse 21, I do not frustrate the grace of God. For if righteousness come by the law, then Christ is dead in vain. So he's talking about living by faith. And coupled with living by faith, he's talking about grace. Is there a disconnect between living by faith and understanding grace? Go to Timothy, please. Don't get too quiet now. You with me, right?
Yes.
2 Timothy 2:15. 2 Timothy 2:15. He said, study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needs not to be ashamed. Now, he's writing to a young man who's a minister. Then, of course, this applies to all of us on some level. The more ignorant you are of the Word of God, the more easily you are deceived and tricked and misled. It makes you vulnerable. And the real issue is not just how much you know, it's did you take advantage of the opportunities the Lord gave you? Because if you genuinely didn't have the opportunity to see it and know it and learn it, in those cases, the Lord will protect you by His mercy.
Yes, sir.
He only holds us accountable of the light He knows we have. But if you had every opportunity to see it and to hear it, but it just wasn't important enough to you, and you week after week and month after month and year after year had no time for it, well, that's a different situation.
Yes, sir.
And really, even though you don't know it, or we don't know it, we should by now.
Yes.
We had the opportunity.
Yeah.
Come on, can you see this?
Yes.
And so it comes down to doing what you know in your heart. But notice the rest of this phrase. Rightly dividing the word of truth. Say that phrase out loud. Rightly dividing the word of truth. Does the word of truth need to be divided? It must. I said it must.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Living by Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.